نوروز این ترافلوگز. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of Nowruz special series. Nowruz has impacted foreign travelers and tourists so deeply that many of them have prepared accounts on what they had seen in Iran during this ancient feast. As it was said in the previous episode, many of these foreigners were politicians and spies who have registered their experiences of Nowruz in Iran in order to get familiar with every minute custom among Iranians. This has been done to pave the way for cultural colonialism. Today, we are going to touch upon the accounts of some other foreigners who have ridden on Nowruz in Iran. Stay tuned, please. Among various sources on Nowruz in Iran, the book At the Presence of Sultan Saheb Qaran more descriptively deals with this issue. The writer of the book is Heinrich Karl Brusch, German traveler of the 19th century. He has registered his findings on Nowruz during the reign of Nasiruddin Shah Qajar, known as Sultan Saheb Qaran. He writes, Nowruz feast was near. The word Nowruz is for almost all Iranians a magic and miraculous word. With hearing the word, the hearts beat and faces smile, and in the hope of a better future in the coming Nowruz, they tolerate all their present hardships and problems, and they wish for the coming of Nowruz in the whole year. Brusch has pointed to the long history of Nowruz. He continues, Nowruz coincides with the end of winter and the turn of zodiac pieces and the start of spring. The prevalence of astrology and astronomy during the reign of Nasiruddin Shah Qajar had attracted the German traveler, as he writes elsewhere in his book, Iranian astronomers look for auspicious and inauspicious hours and get good wages by determining these hours for the king and princes. From a few days before Nowruz, they try to determine the time of the sun's turn to pieces with the exactness of seconds and announce it to enable people to do their traditional ceremonies. German traveler of the 19th century, Heinrich Karl Brusch, writes in his accounts on Nowruz, confectionaries have prospered and they supply different kinds of original Iranian sweets. This traveler continues, for Nowruz feast, Iranians usually grow flowers in their small homes or vases, which begin with the letter S, including sumbul, meaning hyacinth. This way, they celebrate the awakening of the nature after a long winter sleep. Brusch narrates on the Qajarid king's presence in Buzar before Nowruz, writing, as the king intended to go to bazaar, Sabze Meydan Square would be cordoned off and nobody was allowed to enter. Only the Shah's entourage and courtiers were allowed to enter. The book of the German traveler says that the two kinds of greetings, namely the minor greeting and the public greeting, were among the requirements of Nowruz. Minor greeting belonged to family and relatives and was done on the 1st of Farvardin, in the interior of royal citadel. But public greeting was done differently. The Shah would sit on the throne at the porch of the tall palace, looming over the large yard near the square so that he could see everyone in the large yard. This porch had long and large curtains, which would be drawn away. The participants of the public greeting, including officers, high-ranking officials, the nobility, clergymen, VIPs, and princes, who would line up in different places, which had already been determined to see the Shah with pomp and glory. British diplomat Robert Kerr Porter, some 200 years ago, had traveled to Iran. He writes in 1819 on what he had seen in Tehran during Nowruz. I arrived in Arg Square on the first day of Nowruz feast. People were there from every group and class. After the entrance door, I entered the interior of Arg, where the Shah would receive his subjects. After a while, I was in the enclosure of the palace. The Shah came and sat on the throne. The attending nobility congratulated him and received their gift, and the ceremony was ended. Karsten Nebhur was a German tourist and cartographer who traveled to Iran during the Zandiyeh rule. He was one of the few travelers who have written unbiased accounts on Iranian customs and traditions. Nebhur writes in 1765, on March 19th, I was drawing at home. Villagers thought that I was making preparations for Nowruz feast. The Iranian Nowruz is the day that has existed in the ancient era. The German tourist continues, on March 20th, corresponding with Farvardin I, villagers had put on better clothes and they didn't work on this day. Wearing better clothes and not working were the only things that this day was a feast, and since it was the month of Ramadan, they were not allowed to eat anything in daytime. Of course, at night, they compensated for the day's fasting, but in full calm and tranquility. Interestingly, most travelers wrote their accounts on Nowruz when the feast coincided with the month of Ramadan or Muharram. Thus, they would witness that people would observe religious rituals and would prefer them to national customs and feasts. Frederick Charles Richards was an American who had traveled to Iran during the rule of Reza Khan Pahlavi. In part of his book on Nowruz, he writes, Iranians believe in this old tradition that anyone who, before speaking a word, eats something sweet in the morning of Nowruz and oils his body, no bad incident will occur to him. Nearly all people go to bath and put on new clothes. Richards points to Nowruz customs in Isfahan and writes, when the ceremonies of mourning of Nowruz end, those people of Isfahan who are able rush toward to the river Zayanderu to stay there till afternoon and evening. They have adhered to the custom of narration and reciting of Shahnameh and the story of Rostam and Sohrab, and they are engaged in singing around the historical bridges of Isfahan at the banks of Zayanderu.